On top, if you start the Mishnah over again, that the Mishnah says Shiva Samonim Ma'avirim Ala Kesem. Case in each, she has a kesem, she has a underwear that there was a blood stain on it. So there are two shailas here. First of all, let's say it was Damnida, so it makes the beggar Tomei. Now you want to put it into the mikveh to make it Torah, but calls the man that Dam is in the beggar can become Torah. Says one eighth, now you want to put through seven different type of, let's say, soaps, like to wash out that blood stain, that it should be considered like your mavatel v'dam. So after that, now you could put it into the mikvah. That's one purpose. Secondly, is to really be able to test to see if it was dam or not. The locker is that the dam comes off with one, if you use these seven samonim, seven different types of suds, like we'll see to clean it with. So if you use these seven different types and nothing changed, the cold did not change at all, that should be a proof that it's not dam nidom, that it was some other blood, there was other stain, and therefore it's Torah completely. So the two purposes to check out this beggar. That's the Mishnah says now, that there are seven samonim, ma'avir me'al kesem, you have to wash this kesem with them, and the seven things like this. First, you have to use roik tofel, that means fresh spit. The Mishnah explained tofel, Rashi says, means that you did not eat anything that morning yet. The first spit you have in the morning, with that spit you have to wash the stain. Then omei grisin, see, that's water that you have the beans soaking in. Omei raglayim, urine is also something to use to wash it with. Vinaser, some types say it's salt, a different another type of soap. Oburius, another type of a soap. Now oburius is some type of a minaso, type of a grit that you use it to clean with. Then kumunya, we'll see in the Gemara what that is, and then the ashlug, another type of a grass, something that grows. So these are the seven samonim you have to wash it with. Now hitvinu, what's going to be the case? Let's say first you put this bag into the mikvah, and v'yos agav of tyrus, you made tyrus, means you were working with truma with this baget, and then hevir olav shiva samonim, you washed off that blood stain with these seven different types of samonim. Over, and the stain did not go away, did not move at all. So I raise it seven, that's a proof to say that the stain was not really a dam nida stain, well, it was just dam dai. And therefore, hatoris teris, all that you worked with, the truma you touched in between, remains tor. And v'yena tzorach l'hatzpil, you don't have to be tabled the beggar again, because the beggar is not, was never tomei. What's going to be after you washed it with these seven samonim ovar, the color went off completely? Or else it just made it lighter, the color removed a little bit. So then that's a proof to say, or it gets philosophical, we have to say that a razor kesem, that was blood at the beginning, it was damnida. And therefore, the atahuris timaeus, that whatever truma or tyrus you touched used with this beged in between, before you tabled a second time, before you took off this beged, is tamei. And the circle hatfil, now you could be tabled, now the tefillah would help, because now you are mavatel this dam by the seventh salmonim. Since the stain came off completely, pshiti mevatlit. The chiddush is, even though yoni deya, yoni made a little bit light, there's still a stain there, but since you put through the seventh salmonim, we say it's mevatol, that dam is there, and therefore now, you could be tevil, and now become tahor. Now the Mishnah says, a zehel roi tofel, what's considered this pure spit? It means kol shaloi toim klum, if you do not eat anything that morning. So the fresh spit, the spit that comes out of your mouth before you eat, that's called right tofel. Now, may grisin, what's may grisin? That means l'isas grisin shopol, means you soak this grisin shopol, that's this bean, the half of a bean, and you let it soak in water, it became like dough. Chalukas nefesh, meaning to say that the inside came off from its peel. By itself, it was soaked and became so soft that the inside of the bean came out of its shell. So that inside now, that's good to use. That's called May Greason. May Raglayim Urine, what does that mean? Shechmitzu means it's old already. It started to be Masuya, started to rot away. Means it's not the fresh, it's at least 3 days old. Now, each one of these Samonim, V'tzorach L'sachsech Shlei Shepomim, L'chol Echad V'Echad, each one of them you have to use separately, one after another. And each one you have to also sachsev, means like rub it three times with each one of these type of suds. Have you and shleik, you said, let's say use them, but you did the wrong order. Or if ever shiva samon and kachas, or use all seven of them in one shot, lo yasav lekum, it's nothing, it's no good. They don't have the proof. The proof that we said that these signs, these shiva samonim, for sure would take off and make light of the kesem, if it was done, that's only if you do it the right order and one after another. But the wrong order altogether, that's not a good proof, so it could be it's nothing. It's not mavato the dam. It's not a proof to say whether it was dam or not. Here, now the Gemara says, Tony, we learn like this, Nasa, that's what the Mishnah says. Nasa is one of the seven Samonim. It means Alexandrius, Veloy Nasser, Anat Petrius. It means this Nasa that comes from the place called Alexandria of Mitzrayim, and not Alapindius. Again, some say Nasa's type of a Memelach type of assault. Burius, what does that mean? Omrav Yehuda Zohola. It means a hola, type of a grass, type of an ace of a grass called a hola. Fred Gemara, if a tiny learned in a brisa, ha burius vayohola. Mashma, the two different things, it's not the same thing. El rather the my burius, what does the Mishnah mean to say when it says burius? It means kibriosa, kibrisa. This Tarashi says it means gophris, type of sulfur. Fred Gemara, Rumin, I'll ask you a question, it can't be. It says, I see for Aleim, it says about the Yisra Shriyas on Shemitah, like what grows has a Kedusha Shriyas. So the Eron on the Mishnah, where it says the type of vegetables like Eron, Halabitzin, this type of a growth, for Ha'alunim, Ha'buryas, V'yoyil. So the Eron Burias, it has a Kedusha Shemitah. Now, the Burias, Kibriyasa, Burias means a sulfur. The question is, Miyisle Shvias, the sulfur, it's like dirt, like ground, does that have a Kedusha Shvias on it? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Zeaklau, this is the general rule about the Din Shemitah, that Kol Sheyeshle Iker, anything that grows and has a root, is Yeshle Shvias, that has Nisse Shvias, Kedusha Shvias on it. For the Kol Sheyeshle Iker, anything does not have an Iker or a root, does not grow like, Ainle Shvias has no Kedusha Shvias. So sulfur does not grow, it's only the ground, so it has no Kedusha Shvias. So you can't tell me now that the Burius means Kibriyos, if it has a Nisha Shvius on it. El rather, my Burius, what do you have to say Burius is, like we said at the beginning, a holo. This type of a grass, this type of an asav, called the holo. The question, yes, was, Vatanya, Burius, Ve'elai, we learned two separate things. Mashma, Burius, not a holo. So the man says, no, I'll tell you, Trey Gav, no, there's two different types of a holo. So, it's no stereo. The really a burius is a type of an aholo, a type of a grass, called a holo. That has nisha shvius on it, because it grows. And then within, that's called one of the seven salmonim that you have to check out, wash off this clothing that has the kesem on it. Then we had kamunya. What does that mean? Omerav Yehuda, shlof dutz. It's something that you take directly out of the ground, or shlof dutz. Some say it's also a type of ground that you just pull straight out of the ground, so that's what you use for this type of a soap. The Ashlag, the Mishnah says, what is that? Omar Shmuel, shall tinu l'nechusa yama, yes, the sailors, they go down to the ocean, what is Ashlag? For yama, they said like this, Ashlago Shmei, its name really is called Ashlago, or Mishtachat's found, bein nikve magnisa, through the cracks, by the pearls, or mafkilo, and you take it out, you can pull it out, the ramtsa de pazola, with an iron nail, the nail nail, you could pull it out from the cracks of the pearls. That's where you get this ashlag. So that's something you use also for soap to clean with. So that's the locha. You have to use these seven samamonim. Now the Mishnah says that tefillah, let's say first you put it in the mikvah, and then you cleaned it with the zayin samamonim, and it did not go off. So then we know it was not the dam, it was not kesem, and therefore the beggar is tor. Tarabon, what like this? Hever olav shiva samon. Let's say someone again found a kesem on a clothing, and she took it and she washed it off with these seven samonim, one after another. And after using all seven of them, for loy avar, it did not go away. So far we should say now, it's not dam, it was itself a type of a dye, and therefore the beggar should be tor, it doesn't need its feel at all. What happened was, sofon, then they put this type of a soaping called sofon. That's a stronger type. Rashi says, shumdum bala, type of a soap. The yavar, and that took off the stain. So it says in the Brice there, tyrois of timaeus. If they use tyrus, they work with tyrus with this cloth, so it's tome, the tyrus takatome that we talk of read to say was dam, and therefore whoever used it became tome. Like it was navatuma that dam. So what's the question? Why? Sofon, just because it came off with this soap called Sofon, Sofon seven Ami Mav, it could also take off, even die. And since the first sign, seven Samon, did not take off, the Kestem, that should be proved that it was not Dam. It was Dam Tseva, Dam die. So why do we say it's Tameh? The Chuvah should have a proof to say it's only Tseva, and it should still remain Tahor. It should not have a Din Tum at all. Ma'elo like this, Ma'elo, the case was like this. Hever Olav Shisha Samon, well, the case was like this, rather. That first they washed this Kestem with six of the seven Samonim. That's not a good job. And Vloyover did not go away. So even though it did not go away, it's not a proof yet to say it's not done, because if they would have used the seventh one, maybe it would have went away. But just after using six, what happened was, Hevrol of Tzofen, then they put the soap called Tzofen, the Ovar, and then the stain went away. So to us now it's a Sofik Taki if it was Dam or not. So therefore, Tyros of Timaeus, that the locker is what? You have to be afraid that maybe it was Dam of a Kesem. The Kesem was Dam Nidam, therefore any Tyrosh you worked with it was Tamei. Why? Because Shem Hever Shemi, because it would have been Mitchilo Shema Ovar, because it could have been if she would have used the seventh soap before she used it Sofon, maybe that would have taken away the Dam. Since so, maybe really it was Dam, it was really Kesem of Nida. And therefore, it's Tamei, the Beggar's Tamei, any Tyrus that she worked with is Tamei. So therefore, that's the locha that the Tyrus are Tameis. Now the Gemara says, Tani Yiduch, runs another verse like this, Tani Yiduch, that what's going to be Hever Olov Shiva Samonim. Let's say again, Isha found a kesem, a bloodstain, and she washed it off with the seven Samonim of the Mishnah, and Vloyover, the stain did not go away. So we have a right to say Lechur was only Tseva, was only die, and it's Tor. What happened was, Shonon, she did it over again. She used these seven Samonim over again. Vloyover, now they went off. So Lechur is Tarvaysev Teres Anachnami, the Teres Taka is Tor. It's very good, because since it did not go off the first time, we have a right to say it was Tseva. Even though it went off the second time, so what? Still we said that Tyros of the Torah, it was not done. Omer of Zera says, Loishonu, this was only learned, this bright that it says that Tyros HaTorah, El HaTyros Shenasu, Vein Tachvoises Rishon Lishniya. Only the Tyros you work with this cloth after the first cleaning, before she did the second cleaning. Because after the first cleaning, the dam did not come off. So that's a proof to say it was only a tseva. So therefore, she worked with truma now, the truma remains tor. But after she went and washed it a second time, but if after she washed it a second time, and then the stain did come off, and then she works with truma, she touches kachma truma, then a tyros of timaeus. Then taka those tyrus remain tomei, become tomei. Why? Sherei hikbet olav v'yavar. Because this isha shows us that after the first washing, she's not nicha with it. It still bothered her that the dam is there. And now that she went and washed it off a second time, it shows us now that she's makbet to have that stain there. And since it went off, so it's like a maisa dam took place here. So Rashi learns that even though really we say it was really tseva, it was only dye, but still, since she was makbet upon it, and therefore she didn't want to make it bottle, but rather she wanted to get rid of it, so it's not bottle the way it is now, and also it came off after the second one, so she did like a ma'isa dam. Some of the rabbanon, though, we have to be knowing as if it's dam, and therefore we say the tyrus that she works with after the second washing, before she puts them to the mikvah, is tummy. Tyson learns that even if you wash it the first time with the seven samonim, nothing come off, it's not vada that it was seva. It's really only a suffix. And the swari, though, it's a suffix, and she's not makbet on it, so therefore we say it's bottle. But here, in the case where she washed it a second time, we see she is makbet on it, here we're not saying sam on the suffix, and therefore takut's tummy. That's the way he holds, that after the second washing, the beged like becomes tummy, and it's tummy until you put it into the mikveh. So therefore, the stalocha that the tyrus you work with it afterwards become tamei shere hikbet olav yavar. She was makbet upon it, so the stain is not bottle in the beged, and therefore it's tamei. Oh, malei, Rav Abba, the Rav Ashi, so Rav Abba is that Rav Ashi midi bekveda. What kind of svar of this? Midi bekveda tal yimilsa. This totally nakpodir over here. Like, what did God do with Akpod? The Midi Mekhenet Ha'im Yisrael, she says, Betimiyah, Kivun the Tairishem Bentayim, Toirois, since after the first washing, it's Tor, Alma, Lav Damu, it says Nadam, so why does it become Tomer later? What kind of svar is this? Omele Rabbah Lavashi, Midi Mekhenet Ha'im Yisrael, what kind of svar is this? Omele said back to him, in yes, the Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Chiyah says, Dam Hanido, in a case where you know there was Vadai Dam Hanido that went on the Beged, so the Beged is Vadai Tomei, the locher is Mavur Olav Zayin Samonim, you have right to wash it off now with these seven Samonim, seven cleaning things, or Mavatloi, and that's Mavatlo the Dam, that if the whole stain comes out, very good, and even if there's some stain left in it, still we say you Mavatl it, and as if the Dam is not there anymore. So now you can put into the mikvah to become Torah. The question is, why? Hodam niduhu. Why do I say if the stain is still there? It could become Torah now because you washed it, so what? But we know for sure it's dam nidah, it should still be Tomei. Alma, what do we have to say? We see from here, that Pekpeidah tal yinusa, that Lamaisa, since you are Mavatlet, since you washed it off, and for you, you're satisfied the way it is right now, it's like you are Mavatlet, you're not Makpada anymore, therefore it could become Tor. So you see, it's totally if you're Makpada or not. His Ochanam in our case also, Bikpeda Talya Milsa. And the way Tais explains, the Pshat is that even before, when you took the science of Ammonim, and it did not come off, it's not Vada itself, it's still a Suffolk. We're only Mitayir it if you're not Makpid, so that's like a Bittel. But here, when now you became Makpid upon the bothers you, that's why you washed it off a second time and it came off. So we see it really bothers you. Therefore, Bakpod Tali Milsa, there was no bittle on it until you took it off the second time. Therefore, Bishas, you washed it the second time, it's like you're Makpod on it then. So the Dam has a loch of Dam Tomei, and therefore the Beggar is Tomei until you put it into the mikvah. For it is totally Bak Bekpeda. Tanan Hosom, learnt over there, Mishnah Kalim, Tanan Hosom, Chasin, that's an earthly Kli, Shinishtamash Bem Zav. That a person was a Zav, used it like a bowl to be matlas meraglam into urine there. And the urine of the Zav is an avatuma. Shebolo mashkin, that chasin was beleya, it absorbed some of the meraglam. So it has tuma inside it. And now v'noflu liavaratana, this kli cherusly, though it's dried out, it falls into the air of an oven. A tana that's also kli cherus. And a kli charis who knows makabel tumah meyaviroi inside the kli. So this charsin now that has the blua, has an absorbance inside of the urine of the zav, which is an avatuma, is inside the avar of the tanner. So it says now v'husa katana, and the heat is up this oven. So lokeris hatana tumah, the tanner now becomes tumah. Why? She soif mashke lotzis. So now that you heated it up, so this charsin, this piece of earthly kli that's inside it, when it gets heated, will let out the drops of meraglam that has inside it. So therefore, when the tumah comes out, there'll be metama, the tanner. Therefore, the tanner becomes tumah. That's what says in this braisa. So on this Amra Shloka, the Shloka says, Loshonu was only learned this braisa, the tanner becomes tumah, Elo Loshonu Elo Mashkin Kalam. Only if what went inside this charsin was only mashkin kalim, was only mashkin matomi, but avo mashkin chamurim. But if what went inside this charsis was really mashkin chamurim, like the meraglam of the zav, then he holds with shlokish tomei apapish lehusakatana. Then the tana would become tomei, even though you did not heat up the oven, because even though it's not soifalosis right now, but since it could come out, it's enough to give it a shame tumah right now. It's tumah belua, even though right now the urine is absorbed inside the klicheris, and even though it's not coming up right now, it's not heated up right now, but since it could come out, therefore right now it's also so that the tumah is here, and therefore be metana, the tanner, even though it's not heated up. So Rashi says, what Shlokesh means to say is loishonu, ho diktona, that day we learned, husakin lehusak leon, because the tanner was heated up. It's blue, it's absorbed inside the klicheris, it's not metam anything. That's only if what's inside is mashkim kalim, which is not a navatuma. Let's see, only the dumoyis einoy, or sadam magavtoy, or else oimei raglayim the tomei meis. The mei raglayim of a person that's only a tomei meis. that his mashkin is not a nafa tumma, it's only like a rishon l'tumma. We're also of tumma sheretz. Because such a case there, even when you're masik and you heat up the oven and the mashkin comes out of it, is not metama the tana midiraisa. Because mashkin is not metama kli midiraisa. It's only midirabonim that it's tumma. So therefore, since it's only midirabonim anyway, there we say it's only tumma if you heat up the oven and the mashkin really comes out. But if the mashka does not come out, since what's inside is only tumah midrabbanan, it'll only be metama the tana midrabbanan, therefore it's not metama. But in the case where what was inside it was mamish the miraglaim of zav, that there the miraglaim of zav is navatuma, that has occurred to metama the kli, so then mashlaka shows, even though you do not heat up the kli, and even though the mashka that's absorbed does not come out of the kli, still the kli is metama the tana. Since it's Seifel Lotz of Zadeh Tchak, even it's called the Mashka, it's called the Tumah right now. That's for Shlokish. Rav Yechon says no. Rav Yechon no mar Echod Mashkin Kalim, whether it was absorbed in this Kli Cheres, was Stam Mashkin, that's only Tomei, Rishon Tumah, like the Demoyis Einoi or the Meraglaim of a Tumah Meis. The Echod Mashkin Chamurim, or whether it was really the Meraglaim of a Zab, it's a Navatum itself. Still in both cases, if you heat up the tanner, that the juice will come out of this kli cheres, then it's metama the tanner. Im husak tanner in, loy lug, if you're not husak the tanner, then no, then you don't say it. That's for shlok, and since it's tumah blua right now, it has no tumah. Tumah blua is not metama, only when it comes out. So on this, Rabbi Yochanan or Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan has questions for Shlokish. It says, in Amishna hetfilu, if they were toivel this kli that the shmata that has a the begodim has a kesem on it, the yosagav of tyrus, and then she worked with tyrus with this kli, the overall of zayin samonim, and then they tested it out with these seven type of sods for loy ofar, and the tumah does not come out, the dam did not come out. So raise that sabo, you have read to say it was only dye, and therefore tyrus of tyrus, that any tyrus you work with it remains tor, the beggar is tor. If you ain't tor, last, but you don't have to be table of it either. So Rashi says like this, Iyam Rabishtayim Belua Shein Yocholot, something that seeped in, that cannot come out, only a day of chak, is called tor. So therefore, Mishum Ocha, Talim in Lekula, for me, we say it's a tsevahu, and it's tovah. Why? Because even though it's a suffering, maybe it's dumb, but keep on this dam as nivla kol kach, that the sem samonim can't take it out, that's called zeroni kaman adiyat chak. And therefore, even though the dam is there, but it's called dam balu, it's tor. So it's good according to Yerchanim, while we say all the tyrus that she worked with, this beged, is tor. Because even though inside there is dam, there's dam balua, which is tor. But according to you, Rosh Lakish, that you say no, even dam that's balua, if it's a tumah midiraisa, it will be tummy, even though it doesn't come out now, since it could come out of the chak. So you also, since I date suffer and you could get it out, the chura, why the tire is tore, the tire should be tummy. So Shlokesh stands back and says, no, Amalera, Shlokesh stands back and says, Hanach liksamim, leave over this kasha from this beged that had a blood stain on it, that has a kestim on it. The Rabbonin, because it's only tummy with the Rabbonin, because we don't know in the first place for sure that this dam is dam that came out from what it says, dam nidra. It's a suffix where it came from. And midiraisa really will make her to say she's Torah. It's only midirabonin that she's Tomei. But since it's only tumah midirabonin, here Rosh Lakish agrees that tumah blue is Torah. He only says it by tumah midiraisa, that's where he says tumah blue is still Tomei. But the eksamim is only midirabonin. And Rashi says the midiraisa are chetir mebsara. Midiraisa, she's only Tomei. She really sees the dam coming out. Because much she does not see the dam coming out, she's not Tomei midiraisa. Now the Mor says, Iva Tony Rabbi Chia learned that the Dam HaNido Vada, in case the Isha knows for sure she saw Dam Nido, and it went on a beged, so the beged is Tomei Namidi Raisa, and the Dam itself is a Navatuma. So how do we make it Torah? So Rabbi Chia says, Mav Rol of Zayim Samonim, you have right to wash it off with these seven different type of suds, or Mavatlo, and you Mavatlo the Dam, and if it comes off completely, very good. Even if it doesn't come off, still it becomes bottle, and you can put it into the mikveh now. So, luchur again, you see, you can mevatel the dam. So, my answer is, Omalei said back to him, listen, Rebbe Lashon, Rebbe did not learn this Mishnah, this Braisa. Shabachim in Olei, how does Rebbe know this? So, Rashi learned what the kasha was, I have a hoch, a devade dam, here it's for sure dam. and still metarin elay mishum denivlo kokach. It's blue inside the beged, and even though it could come out at eight often, because even though something that could come out, so of course the kashrin mashlokish, still we see it's tor, or could become tor. So more than Echnam, Rabbi Shlokish will learn that since Rabbi did not learn this in the Mishnah anymore, Echnam it's like a wrong. It's a mishabesh. See, it's not a right halacha. Malam says, "Eis for Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish." Rabbi Yochanan is a kasha to Shlokish. Says halacha, Revi is dam. Shenivla babai is a revius of dam of a mace that was blue or got absorbed in the house. Shlokra is a bias tomei. The bias is tomei. Rashi says, "Revius dam shomeis is matame b'yoyel." So bias tomei. She says, "Clear bias tomei b'yoyel." Any clear inside the house becomes tomei. Also tomas oil. Since the revius of a dam, that's like a mace is there. That's the loch revius dam shenivla b'bayis. His abayis tomei. And the Amri law, another brisa says, the Amri law, they say, no, habayis tor, that the bayis remains tor. And the Mor says, blood plea, there's no machlekes. Hata yoho vekelim di mikoro, ho vekelim di besaif. One is talking about the kelim was there at the beginning when the revius Adam first came into the bayis, so everything became tomei. And the second brisa says, the kelim is tor, means after the dam was absorbed in the house, so it's not there anymore, so now new kelim that came in now, they remain tor. Because the dam is blue inside the bayis, is not tummy anymore, therefore the new kelim remain tor. Nivla b'ksus, what's the name of the dam got absorbed inside clothing? So im is chabeses v'yotzim emen revius dam, if you could wash it, and revius dam would still come out of it, and then tumeya. V'yim lav teira, but if you can't have this much, if we don't know revius by stam washing it, then it's tor, then store. So Rashi says in laughter, Rav Yafagav, the Reish Leim and Nivlas, even though there is Reish Adam in the Beged. Amma, what do we see? Belua. Shen Yochalot is Lehed Ye'ela Deat Chak, Kiyocha, because they are Deit Sofa, Nafka Kula, Katoni Teira. Till it says it's Torah, so it's going to Kash and Rosh Lakish. Here it's Smash, but once it's Belua, and you can't get it out, only at Deat Chak, it's called Bottle, it's called Tor, not like Rosh Lakish says. So my answer is that Rosh Lakish came to back, Amma Rav Kano, I'll tell you, Mikula Reviya Shonakan. This is loch is talking about a special loch of Reviya's Dam. It's only Tony Midrabona, not Midiraisa. Therefore, we'll make a over here. And Shani Dam Tfusa Midrabona. He's only talking about Dam Tfusa, which is only Midrabona. So Rashi says, Hi Reviya's to Makilimbo. Lloyd the Boar, not that it came really from a mace. Because that's an issue of the Raisa. Then Mashloka Sholtins, it could come out. It's not bottle. But they were talking about rather Dam Tfusa, which is a shaila that Revius Dam came out when the person was alive and then he was dying. And we do not know when it came out, when he was alive, when he's dead. That's only a suffix to me with the Rabbonin. Therefore, we could be make with the same. Once it's Balua, it's Tor. The Enechnami and Dam Diraisa, the Locha may be like a Shlokish, that it would not be bottle. Now the Gemara says the opposite. Eisvei Reshlokish Rav Yechanan. Reshlokish Yeskashat Rav Yechanan. Says a Locha Kola, Balua, anything that's absorbed, any tumor that's absorbed. Kol ablua sheni yocholotz, they cannot come out as tor. Then it remains tor. Mashmazoho yocholotz is tomei. But as long as it could come out, no matter how, it remains tomei. V'yafa agav deloy nofik, even though it didn't come out yet. But since it could come out, mashmaz tomei. So what's the kashin of Yechon? Yechon says only if you put it into the tanner and the dam and the mashka comes out. But the fact that it could come out is not enough. And here it's mashma. The fact that it could come out is enough to make a tumah. So my answer is like this. Omra Popovopov is like this. Kol heicho den yocholotzeis. Any term is a tumah cannot come out. And v'lo hikpid all the person is not makbid. Doesn't care the way it is. Like the dam is in there. It's not makbid. Tiriakol tor. Everybody, even Rosh Lakish would agree that the beggar remains tor. Or you could put him to the mikvah now. What's going to be yocholotzeis? It could go out. V'ikpidolav and yamakpid, you want to get out. If Yaakov told me, everybody agrees also it's tomei. If yamakpid on it, so this even the Yechon would agree to. So that's what the last brice it says called a bluish and Yecholistus is tor, but mashmir it could come out as tomei means where the person is makpid. So even the Yechon would agree there that's like a tomei. Keep pligiris the machlek is to Yecholotzes where it could come out, but v'ikpidolav he's not makpid. He doesn't care the way it is now. That mass of our Rish Lakish holds, Kivan the Yocholot, since the tumor could come out, I forgot Lehik, but all of even though he's not Makbid, even though he doesn't care that it stays there, so it's Tomei, since it could come out. Rabbi Yechon holds no. Afagav the Yocholot, even though it could come out, Afagav the Yocholot says, but still, Emik put all of in, if he's mak, but he wants it to get it out, then Takat's not both of them, Takat's Tomei. But Eloi Loi, but if he's not mak, then Echnami, then Takat's Botol, even if Yechon would agree, then it's Botol. Here, we're holding the Afsama Gimonav, and Aleph on top. So here, it said in the Mishnah, Ezeo Roy Tofu, what's called Roy Tofu, these are one of the signs from among them. So Tonim learned like this. Kol shaloi toyim klum nibera. It means by evening he did not eat anything. And then the next morning the first spit that comes out of his mouth, that's called roi tofel. So Sofer HaPapa kagmi de rov lemeim, or HaPapa thought to say in front of a rov that command yom aloi toyim midi biurta. It means to say did not eat anything the night before, he didn't eat anything the whole night. He's not only the first thing when he woke up in the morning, he didn't eat since the morning, but it means even last night also he did not eat. So Mar says, no, Omale Rav, Rav said back, Mi Ketoni Be'erev, does it say like he did not eat at evening? Mi Be'erev Ketoni, just means Mi Be'erev. Means from evening onwards, means the nighttime onwards, means in the morning he did not eat. But last night he did eat. Lafuka just means to say like this, Heche the Kodim B'yochom. If you woke up early in the morning and he ate then, that's not called roi tofel. So the kid said, night time he could eat like normal. Then he goes to sleep. Just means the next morning, before he eats in the morning, that spit is called roi tofel. But once he eats in the morning, it's not called roi tofel anymore. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechonon, Eizei roi tofel. What's considered roi tofel? Kol Shavu Olav Chatzos Laila. Means it passed by midnight. Uvishin, and he was sleeping. So we need two things to make it into roi tofel. Question means that he was sleeping from chatzos till the morning, or even he was eating until chatzos, but then from chatzos on, but he was not eating, and he slept. Then in the morning, that's called roi tofel. So Mar Slamein, what he wanted me to tell me, the bishin Natalia Mills is telling him sleeping that he has to sleep at night. Could you see that's enough at night time? It's enough. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to